Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 22nd of November. The Italian international banking group of Intesa Sanpaolo has made 1 billion euros available to support the recovery of small and medium-sized enterprises in the tourism sector. It encourages investments that go in the direction of sustainable tourism in line with the path of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan. The initiative, in synergy with SACE, a state body that works on the internationalization of companies, is the first direct intervention to small and medium-sized companies. The investment plan of the Institute of Credit provides for the provision of additional resources for 120 billion. This year launched with a ceiling of 50 billion, which will go to supplement the funds provided by the National Recovery and Resilience Plan for the relaunch of the country. The support interventions announced by the banking group led by Carlo Messina will finance small and medium-sized businesses in the sector mainly in three areas: upgrading and increasing the quality standards of accommodation facilities, environmental sustainability of the offer, and digitalization. Booking.com's annual travel predictions research found that nearly two-thirds of travellers say they need to make up for lost vacation time from the pandemic. In addition, nearly half of travellers would rather go somewhere most people haven't heard of but have to keep it a secret instead of well-known destinations that they can tell people about in 2022. Booking.com has delved into global booking trends to share the eight of the top trending destinations for travellers to explore in 2022. And there's lots of surprises in the top eight, which are Taichung in Taiwan, Malacca in Malaysia, Atlanta, USA, Gramado, Brazil, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Brasov, Romania, Llandudno in the UK, and Montpellier in France. Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is raising a glass to mark the anniversary of the end of Prohibition. December the 5th is the anniversary of Prohibition's end, the day that Americans could openly manufacture, distribute, and sell alcohol around the country again following the repeal of the 18th Amendment. A celebration will be held daily from December 3rd to the 5th, and December the 5th is the 88th anniversary of the official end of Prohibition. To celebrate, those dressed in Prohibition-era attire will receive buy one, get one free admission tickets into the museum. Guests will have a chance to play Prohibition trivia games throughout the museum, obtain a free mugshot, and participate in a free shooting gallery play. There will be prize giveaways from the museum for those who answer the trivia questions correctly. It was a historic day for Crystal as its new Crystal Endeavour departed the port of Ushuaia at the southernmost tip of Argentina on her first ever expedition voyage to Antarctica. The first of a series of eight round trip 11 to 19 night sailings aboard the Polar class vessel. Crystal Endeavour's Antarctica voyages feature bold expedition adventures including zodiac landings, sea kayaking, and expedition hikes to experience the stunning landscapes and extraordinary wildlife of the world's southernmost continent, exploring places that few have ever seen. Guests' journey of rugged adventure includes the crossing of famed Drake Passage and visits to the South Shetland Islands, the Weddell Sea, and the Falkland Islands and South Georgia, as well as ample time exploring the Antarctic Peninsula, home to penguin colonies, seals, whales, and seabirds. Guests on Crystal Endeavour's Antarctica voyages enjoy complimentary round-trip charter air and luxury pre-cruise accommodations in Ushuaia, as well as luxury hotel accommodation in Miami, following their return flight. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.